Right now, though, my next guest is on the line. It's Dr. Momita Eich, head of WITS Anglo-American Digital Dome. That's at the School of Physics, to talk about Blood Moon in South Africa. Dr. Eich, good afternoon, and thanks for being with us this afternoon. Are we struggling with the line? It seems like maybe we are having an issue. Let's just see if we can pull a rabbit out of the bag and sort this out in 1 minute. If not, I'll go on and we'll come back to the caller in a moment. Ronnie says, we'll get back to the SMS line in just a short while. Dr. Eich, good afternoon. Thank you for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Hi, thanks. It's a pleasure.
So, Blood Moon in South Africa. I hadn't heard about this until 5 minutes before coming into studio. What on earth is a blood moon?
It's just a total lunar eclipse, which is happening on 7th of September. Yeah, so it's obviously an eclipse, a total lunar eclipse will happen only during a full moon. So, yeah, that's what's happening on Monday.
And why is it known as Blood Moon? Why is it particularly significant as opposed to other lunar eclipses?
So the reason why a total lunar eclipse, firstly, it looks red. That's the main reason. If it's a full eclipse, then it looks red because, you know, the sunlight has like seven colors, right?
Sure.
And red has the longest wavelength. And that is what gets scattered. Because of its longest wavelength, it gets scattered from the Earth's atmosphere, and then it reflects onto the moon. And that's why the moon looks red. So that is the reason. And that is why during the eclipse, you will see the Earth's shadow falling onto the moon, but it doesn't look like some other shadow, but it looks red.
Okay.
So that is why the name Blood Moon.
When has this last happened? When would I have had an opportunity to have seen this in my lifetime?
Total lunar eclipses happen all the time, so it's not
But the blood moon in particular, is not particularly different from just a total lunar eclipse?
No, it's not, actually,
okay.
Because, yeah.
Okay, all right, well, I'm with you. So then for those enthusiasts, celestial enthusiasts who are listening this afternoon, when would you advise would be the best time to see it, and where would the view be most, the best view?
Yeah, so the eclipse already starts at about, I think 5:30, just before 5:30. So it's on 7th. So it's still like the sun, you will be able to see the sun. So obviously that's not a good time to look at it.
Mm.
But if you look slightly later, you won't be able to see the shadow falling on it at 5:30. Obviously, the moon is not rising at a 5:30, but what happens is if you look at around 6 o'clock, suppose, you will be able to see the moon coming up, and you will start seeing the shadow of the Earth falling onto the moon at about 6:30-ish. So it will still be quite low in the sky. So if you look slightly later, when the moon is at about 30 degrees, at around 7 o'clock, you will definitely be able to see it very well.
And
but the maximum eclipse, the time for the maximum eclipse is at 8:15. So 8:15 or 8:11 to be precise. That is when the moon is closest to the center of the shadow. So the moon is covered completely with the shadow of the Earth. And then soon after 8:15, the total eclipse will, the shadow will move away, and the total eclipse ends at just about 8 minutes to 9.
And then just getting back to the question of where's the best view sites, where in South Africa will you have the best view of this this event?
Any place where you can have an unobstructed view of the eastern sky, that would be best.
The eastern sky, that's very broad, yeah. So
yeah,
are Capetonians going to see it in the same way as Gautengers are going to see it?
So, yeah, the light pollution is there, but it's full moon. So the full moon is quite bright, so you don't need anything additional to look at it. So you should be able to see it quite nicely if you have a very good view of the eastern sky.
Okay, I'm with you.
So wherever you are, just wherever you are, try to find a view where you have an unblocked view, like no trees, no, you know, buildings or anything. If you have that view, that is the best view you can have. So you will see the moon rising up in the east. At about 7 o'clock, it will be high enough so that, you know, the atmospheric effects are mostly not obstructing it. And then you will be able to see the eclipse has already, you know, started at partial eclipse starts at about 6:30-ish.
Yeah. And last you set up until 8-ish, which is great because it's dark. So we'll have great views at that time of the evening.
Yes.
Doc, this is probably not within your area of expertise, but it seems to me that there's always kind of common myths and superstitions that people have had historically over lunar eclipses. Any? Can you shed any light on that? Why is this such a common thread throughout humanity, actually?
It's throughout the world. I would say people have had this, and it's just. You know, like it's different cultures look at it at different ways, eclipses. It's obviously like the thing came mostly from solar eclipse. Like the idea was the sun was covered, right? And the ultraviolet rays, yeah, we know it is harmful, but it also does a lot of good by killing germs and things like that. So things started from that. The sun is covered. Oh, obviously the sun rays are not coming, and then that is maybe not very good, and maybe it's harmful. So things like that came, and different cultures thought about it in different ways. But eclipses are not evil omens that bring, you know, destruction or anything.
No, obviously.
In different parts of India, they feel that you can't be cooking food during eclipse or eating food. So as scientists, we always make sure that we definitely have a very good meal during an eclipse, just to prove that nothing happens.
Fascinating, 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 fascinating. Yeah. And just a final question for you. If we're unfortunate enough to miss it, when is the next total lunar eclipse expected to be visible?
I need to look that up, but I mean, it's not very uncommon to have lunar eclipses. Solar eclipses are more rare, obviously. So after this one, I think the next one will be in 2026 in August, I think. But that is also partial. Yeah, it's not a total one. Yeah, but I mean, it is not that hard. Like I can't remember how many times I've seen a total lunar eclipse. It does come often, quite a bit. It's just you have to be in the right part of the world. Like not like for example, this eclipse is you can see it in most of Asia. Parts of Africa, but if you're in the US or in South America, you won't be able to see it because it doesn't follow in that path.
Okay, so we're well placed for this. Dr. Ech, thank you for talking to us this afternoon. And
thank you for inviting me.
And to you, if you're interested in following this eclipse, just remember it's Sunday, the 7th of September. And according to the doctor, at about 8 o'clock in the eastern sky, definitely something worth looking out for.